Welcome back to the TikTok Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Sam.
And I'm your host, Joel. We've got a great show for you. But before we dive in, a little background on ourselves.
We have 20 plus years of working in digital marketing across all social platforms.
We've also grown a TikTok following of over 1.2 million followers.
So what did we do?
We took our digital marketing expertise and love for TikTok and created TikTok Marketing Agency, the first and only marketing agency devoted entirely to TikTok.
We also created TikTok Marketing Podcast.
That's where you are now.
To help brands and creators navigate the TikTok landscape.
Each week, we're bringing you all the latest and greatest TikTok marketing updates, news, and a whole lot more.
So listen up as we get ticking and talking.
Today's episode is going to be a great one because we're going to talk about my favorite hack for creating a perfect TikTok ad.
Are you saying every episode isn't great?
Yeah, I am saying that. No, you know what? I'm not saying every episode is great, but this is going to be one of my favorites because I, you know, there are some episodes I like more than others, and this one is going to be one of the top ones.
I love every episode, so this is very shocking to me that you don't like every episode.
Well, that's fantastic that you love every episode. I do as well, but I also choose episodes that I like more than others.
So this is going to be like a 10 out of 10.
This will be a 10 out of 10. It's going to be a short and sweet one, and you are going to leave this episode with a great way to create an awesome TikTok ad. So, without further ado, here we go. The best way to go about creating a TikTok ad is taking a video that has done well on the organic platform, a video that maybe has gone viral, a video that has led to a ton of website traffic. Maybe it's a video that's led to a lot of brand sales, something that has done well on the organic platform. There are so many times that people reach out to us because they all of a sudden discovered, wow, TikTok is actually a great medium. Somebody made a video about our brand, and now we're getting hundreds of new sales and customers and store visits. So right there, you're starting to see the success of TikTok. Well, what happens if you don't have a viral video to start with? One of the ways that we recommend starting out, if you want to test out ads, is go and create an organic TikTok handle. Start posting on it frequently. Share stories about your product. Share stories about your brand, but keep posting. Be consistent. Go at it every day, if you can, twice a day. But keep making videos for your brand. Eventually, one of those videos is going to hit. And as soon as that video hits, as soon as it does well, make a Spark ad. We have episodes that talk all about Spark ads, how to make them. We'll drop it out in the show notes. And turn your organic TikTok into an ad. It's the best way to get, as we say, the most mileage on your video. And it takes what, you know, might be a good one-hit wonder on the organic side and makes it last for way, way longer. So you can maximize that great creative and really go the distance with it.
Absolutely. And also with your ad spend, with a great video, you're usually going to get a bigger bang for your buck.
100%. You'll get a much lower cost per conversion, much lower cost per click. Everything that you want to see on your ad side will often do much better if the video's already done well organically.
Right. On TikTok side, on organic, their goal is to keep you there as long as they can. And how do they do that? Well, by showing you good videos. So if you have a video that's already done well and proven to keep people on TikTok and keep people watching, when you put that on the ad side, they love that because people are watching it and they're going to show that ad to more people. You're going to get lower costs, and it's just a win-win all around for you and for TikTok.
100%. Now, say you don't have the capacity to make videos yourself. It's not something you want to do as a brand. It's not something that you're personally interested in. Well, one of the approaches that you can take is hiring different influencers to make different video content for your brand and taking the exact same approach. So in this scenario, you would find 5 different influencers, 10 different influencers to make video content for your brand. Take the videos that perform the best. Maybe that's get the most views or bring the most people to your website. Take the video that performs best and do the same thing and turn it into an ad. One of the other benefits of running a video as an ad instead of a organic post is that you have an option to do a direct click through, meaning that when you run the video as an ad, you can send people directly to your site, directly to a form. There's multiple options of what you can do. Whereas if somebody watches the video on the organic side, it's not as easy to send them right to a place. There's not often a direct click call to action. The last suggestion that I have for brands out there that want to approach this strategy is maybe you're one of the lucky brands where you have a product that's already super TikTokable and influencers and creators are already out there making videos for your brand without you reaching out to them, without you paying for the videos, and you've already seen success on TikTok organically without having to do any of the hard work.
If you've got videos out there by other people, can you go get them and just use those?
So you can't just go out there and copy the video and create it as an ad. You've got to reach out to those influencers directly because they own the rights to the video. But most influencers and creators that made the content on their own without you asking them to will be very excited when you reach out to them and say that you're willing to pay them for the rights to that video. So if you have a video out there that's performed well organically that somebody's made that you didn't ask them to make, go out, reach out to that creator, get the rights to that video, and then run it as an ad. This is a strategy that we've done with lots of clients, especially people that are new to TikTok, but can tell that it can really be an awesome, powerful tool to help their business. If someone is already making content for your brand and it's doing well, get the most out of it. Reach out to that creator, turn it into an ad, and get the most mileage for those videos.
And you can take this a step further too. If somebody's posted it, reach out to them and see if you can get the spark code and run a spark ad from this, because that's going to allow you to do an ad not coming from your brand's account, but coming from an actual person, which can add credibility. And usually people are very willing to do this because one of the effects of this is it also gives that creator more reach and that turns into more followers. So the times we've done this, it's resulted in more followers for the actual creator as long and also benefits the brand. So it's a win-win there, and you got to make sure you're doing because it's too big of a opportunity not to.
100%. This is such a great way to grow your business. So to recap what we've said in this episode, this TikTok ad hack takes videos that are doing well organically and turns them into an ad. This could be from an influencer, this could be from your own account, or this could be a video that's already out there on TikTok performing well. Do this and you will likely have a ton of success on the TikTok ad platform, growing your business and brand. That's going to wrap it up for today's episode. But if you have any questions about the show, want to reach out to us, you can visit our website, TikTokMarketingAgency.com. That is spelled TikTalk, marketingagency.com. Drop us a line. We love to hear from you. We also want to give a big shout out to our podcast editor, Nate, who does a fantastic job editing all of our podcasts. We also have his information in the show notes as well. Feel free to reach out to him if you have any editing needs. He is absolutely fantastic.
That's going to wrap it up for TikTok Marketing Podcast. We'll see you next time.